He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the August 20th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Gee, I go fishing one day and the whole world falls apart. Market down triple digits on Wednesday. Today it's down triple digits again. What is going on? Well, let's do our best here to decipher and figure this out. Right now the Dow is down 212 points. 17,136. And you've heard me say that I would start to lose a little bit of sleep and get nervous if the market were to go under 17,000. Well, we're just 136 points away from that. So we'll elaborate on this in a bit. The S&P 500 is now down 22 points, 2,056. That works out to 1.1%. That's no way to start our day. The NASDAQ is down the worst of all, down 1.3%, down 65 points to 4,953, back below the 5,000 level. Now, I haven't said anything about the 5,000 level on the NASDAQ. The two numbers I called out were S&P 2000. Well, we're still 56 points above that. And Dow 17,000. We're still 136 points above that. Crude oil, down again, 41.21. And I think that's one of the big problems in the market right now. It is an indicator of global demand, and global growth is coming under question right now, if there is any global growth. But then again, the U.S. economy has been holding up the markets for the last several years despite of no global growth. Crude oil at 41.21. Gold having a pretty good day. 11.46 is where gold is. The euro is at 1.16. And the 10-year bond is in rally mode right now with all of this sell-off in the market. It's clear down to 2.10% on the 10-year bond. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We took a little time off yesterday. We finally got out and did a little bit of fishing, and you would think the whole world's going to collapse. We have a big triple-digit down day on Wednesday. We have another triple-digit down day going on today. What in the heck is going on here? Well, I've talked about the global weakness out there. That's comes as no surprise. I've been invested in the U.S. and the U.S. only, despite taking a few little ventures outside the U.S. harbor into foreign waters, only to get my toe bit off, and I quickly returned to U.S. stocks. There hasn't been any growth in those emerging markets, which continue to submerge. And now, what are they resorting to? They're resorting to devaluations. The currency war, which began last week in China, is now spreading. We had yesterday Kazakhstan devalue their currency. Now, can the Kazakhstan devaluation bring this bull market to an end? Well, now you have Vietnam devaluing their currency. The emerging markets continue to submerge. Look at a chart of VWO. The Vanguard Emerging Market Index. This is an ETF that is held in many of the asset allocation type funds. And I've been telling you for the last several years to avoid the emerging markets. That thing is hitting a new low today on big, big volume. So there's one problem. Global growth, emerging markets submerging, and currency wars beginning. I still don't think that's enough to bring down the bull. What else do we have going on? Oil. I looked at a chart of oil yesterday. It continues to plunge. It can't find a bottom. That also is a bugaboo. We still have a lot of companies in the S&P 500 that are energy patch, oil related. I estimated several weeks ago in my newsletter that the sell-off in oil has taken about $6 per share out of the S&P 500, or about 100 points. And as long as oil continues to be soft and continues to weaken, the market's just not going to have much confidence. We're also in a seasonal vortex here in the market. It's late August. You know, when a guy like me takes a day off, they're probably taking weeks off back on Wall Street and spending some time in the Hamptons. I took a two-thirds of a day off. There wasn't much happening in the market. I said, guys, let's go for it. Let's shoot out there. Well, we had internet connections. I could see what was going on while we were trolling Big Yellow Feathers, some 15 miles off the coast of San Diego. And Rob Saltwater Sanford landed a trophy. Got a nice big 30-pound yellowfin tuna. Oh my gosh, you ought to see the steaks that came off the tenderloin of that thing. I'm going to have a couple on the barbecue tonight. We're lucky. See, when we're here in the office and it's time to manage the accounts, I'm the captain. But when we're out on the saltwater, Rob's the captain. I'm a pretty good fisherman, but my wits of fishing can't match his. And he, for sure, brought in the tuna that took the skunk off the boat. That's all we brought in, but it was worth it, that big, fat, 30-pound yellowfin. Initial jobless claims come in at 277,000. That's still good. No sign of a recession out there. And let's not forget that just Monday, Abby Joseph Cohen, chief research analyst for Goldman Sachs, was saying everything I've been saying, that the bull market remains intact, that next year will return to more of a normal year in earnings growth. But sometimes when you're caught in these daily sell-offs, like we have here recently, seems like we've had more sell-offs than we've had rallies, sometimes you miss the forest through the trees. At least as of last Friday, I was still bullish on the market for the sixth year and 20th week. We'll be reassessing it once again this week. And you know, something I'd like to point out is that the earnings estimates for those 500 S&P 500 companies don't just change quarterly when they report earnings. Those numbers are being massaged all the time. And that's why it's so important to stay on top of them every single week. As of last week, I was at $132.50 in earnings for the S&P 500 next year, which would be an 11% increase over this year. But those numbers are subject to change every single week. And I'll be updating my numbers once again this week. You might want to follow along here in coming weeks, because therein lies the key to the future of the bull market. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter in this shameless plug by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We have a lot of followers here at Gunderson Capital Management, and we've been guiding you to stay in the market for the last 6 years and 20 weeks, and I am a market timer. I'm not an asset allocator. I'm not an index guy. I'm not a buy and hold type guy. I go where the action is. And if the action turns to inverse funds, we'll go to inverse funds. But the action has been on the long side of the market since March of 2009, and that's where we've been. There's only been a couple times in the last 6+ years where I've even put a couple little hedges in, just in case. But we all know that at some point in time, we will have another recession. We will have another contraction, and the market will start to go down again. But as of Monday, when we went over the big picture, that time has not hit yet. Disney gets another downgrade. You know, this kind of all began with Disney. I had a guy call me or write to me. He says, my wife is just bugging me to buy Disney. This was right before their earnings estimates. I looked at it and I said, I wouldn't do it. And Disney is just falling apart right now. As a market leader in the Dow, take a look at Disney's chart, how it's gone from 122 to 102. That's a huge drop. In a big cap stock, how can that not have an impact on the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Well, Disney will find a bottom here somewhere, probably in the $100 area. It's currently at 102. And then at least one of those big bellwether stocks, it's dragging this market down. we'll have finally hit bottom, and that will help at some point in time. I saw an interesting article, which I want to go over when we come back. I currently own Google, and Google's been a good stock. There's only been 13 stocks that have been better than Google since Google went public. Back in, when did Google go public? We'll look that up here when we come back. But I want to talk about the 13 stocks that have done better than Google. Do you know each and every one of them were either in my book, Best Stocks Now, some 5 years ago, or I've owned them off and on at some point in time, and they've been Best Stocks Now? I think that's a little testament to the power of the Best Stocks Now system. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've been a bull for the last 6 years and 20 weeks. I've been dishing out the bull here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for the last 20 years. And until I see that looming recession, and until I see that earnings contraction, I remain a bull. But I revisit it every single week in my newsletter. And I get real specific in the newsletter. I name names. I put my neck on the line. You can sign up for my newsletter at pwstreet.com. I saw a very interesting article that really piqued my interest here. Google went public back in 2004. Google went public, I want to say, at about $45 a share. Let's split adjusted. Yeah, about $45 a share. I still remember when they went public. And, of course, today Google is almost a $700, $690 stock. So from $45 to $690. And you say, well, what could have done better than Google over the last 13, 12 years, 11 years, 10 years, something like that. Well, here's the list of stocks, and I found it to be an interesting list because I am very familiar with every single stock on that list. Why? Well, the first one is Alexion Pharmaceuticals, which has actually done better than Google. Google's ascent from 45 to almost $700 per share was actually outdone by Alexion Pharmaceutical, which was the first stock that I featured in my book. I picked 53 stocks back at that time that were Best Stocks Now back in 2011. That's one of the 13. The second one to have done better than Google over the years is Amazon.com. which I have owned off and on over the years and which I currently own. So I'm most familiar with Amazon.com. Alexion is not currently a Best Stock Now. Google is, and so is Amazon. And Amazon has been a very good performer. The third stock that has beat Google over the years was also one of the 53 that I featured in my book 5 years ago. Anybody hear of Apple? I'm the guy that said Apple was the cheapest growth stock in the entire market back when it was $350. From that point, it went on to $705. And then I sold it as it peeled over somewhere in about the $635, $640 area and then got back into it. I currently do not own Apple. But it definitely has been a Best Stock Now off and on over the last several years, and it was one of the 53 stocks that I featured in my book, and it is one of the 13 stocks that has beat Google's IPO over the last 10-plus years. Another one is Celgene. Celgene's another stock. I currently do not own Celgene. I have lightened up considerably on the biotechs. But Celgene has been a phenomenal stock that I have featured many times here on the show. The next one is Gilead Sciences. We are so proud of discovering Gilead Sciences when we did. We discovered it way, way back when. In fact, it hangs on our wall here at Gunderson Capital Management. The chart of Gilead, the day it became a Best Stock Now, the characteristics that it had. And Gilead, with their cure for hepatitis C, has been one of the biggest winners of all time. And it's also done better than Google over the last 10-plus years. And I believe Gilead, no, I didn't feature it in my book. But it's been a big winner here at Gunderson Capital Management. Let's go to the next one. Now, the next one, you know, I have not owned. I have to admit, I never owned Intuitive Surgical. But I never made any money in Intuitive Surgical. That's the one that does laser robot-guided surgery. You know what I think about robots. They have their place. Yeah, a lot of robotic things. But the thing about the robotic surgery is you have a surgeon guiding the robot and telling the robot what to do. So that's a big difference. The next one was one that I absolutely cleaned up in. Green Mountain Coffee. Where could you have learned about Green Mountain Coffee before it went on a major run? Right in my book, Best Stocks Now, and how I picked them. It's not so much the stocks that were picked, but the methodology. Because the same methodology applies to today. But it's good to see that the book had a lot of huge winners in it. That lends a little bit of credence and a little bit of testimony to the fact that, hey, maybe there's something to this combining value with performance. And Gilead is, or Green Mountain's, one of the 13 stocks. I don't currently own Green Mountain. I don't know that it will ever be a best stock now again. Along eventually comes competition and price cuts and price wars. And it fell from grace a couple of years ago. But it went from a dollar to $158 per share. The next one is, let's see, Green Mountain. The next one's Monster Energy. How many times have I featured Monster Energy and told the story about the little guy that ran around with his organic juices? Finally, I think the sons in the family said, we got to liven things up a little bit here. It was Hansen's Natural Soda. They changed the name to Monster and came up with a new product, and the stock became a monster. The next stock that has done better than Google, Netflix, another stock, one of the 53 that I featured in my book back in 2011. And people ask me, when are you going to write another book? I write one every weekend, 45 pages, and you're not getting it? That stays current. The book gets mold and moldy over time. The methodology doesn't. But there's Netflix at, a lot less than it is today. One of the great stocks of all time. The next one that's beat Google, Priceline.com. That's one of the greatest stocks I ever owned. You know that Priceline, unbelievable. When I featured it, it was $458 in the book. It's now $1,275. Hey, there must be something to combining value with performance and a good stock chart. The next one is Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Regeneron wasn't really around when I wrote the book, but I have featured Regeneron. I currently own Regeneron with their macular degeneration drugs. The next one is one that I have owned barely. I've never really gotten on the Salesforce bandwagon. Even though it has been a best stock now, I've always had a problem with the valuation of it. And the last one is a stock that I currently own and is currently a best stock now, Vertex Pharmaceutical. So, you might want to listen to my show every day. I feature a couple of stocks every single day. One, today we're only going to get one in. In the newsletter every week, stocks like this show up, and maybe 7 or 8 years from now, we'll be talking about the stocks that I'm talking about today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'll tell just a really quick little story, fishing story, and then we'll get to a Best Stock Now. We took off yesterday about, I think we met at 5 a.m., and I headed out. There was about a 45-minute wait, 30-minute wait at the bait barge to get live bait, which we depend on out here in San Diego. We use live sardines, and it was my decision as the captain of the boat which way to point the boat, and I headed north east out of the San Diego Harbor and came up upon about maybe an hour later, we came up upon a little group of boats, including one of the commercial sport fishing boats. And there was a lot of fish around there. We couldn't really get them to bite. Finally, Rob Sanford, saltwater Sanford, hangs a big one, man. That fish kicked his, you know what, man. I didn't think he was going to make it. He was huffing and puffing. We're not getting any younger. We finally got it on board. I put the gaff in it, hooked it, brought it on board the boat. It made a mess on the boat, I'm telling you. But it was a big, fat, 30-pound yellowfin tuna, which is ahi, making some good poke, some good sashimi, some good seared ahi. Oh, boy, that's beautiful stuff. And then as the captain, things started to wind down a little bit, and I said, let's go, boys, let's go due west. About a 45-minute trip. Not only did we waste gas, it was the wrong decision. I went out to an area, there was not a boat in sight. That's generally not a good sign. And then I heard on the radio, someone says, is anybody fishing out by the 182? Well, that's where I had chosen to go. And I said, yes, we're on top of the 182. There's no signs of life, and we're the only boat out here. And another guy came on the radio and said, what are you doing there? Here's my problem. I'm not on the water every single day. I'm a weekend warrior. I'm the guy that, you know, did a little bit of intel, but I obviously didn't do enough intel the day before and kind of put together a last-minute trip without doing my real homework. And we missed a great bite that was inside of us about an hour. We went an hour the wrong way. We should have went north instead of west. And the question is, what are you doing here? Well, the same thing could be said about the stock market. If someone told me, I own Exxon Mobil right now, Bill, what do you think of it? You know what I'd say? What are you doing there? There's a lot of great stocks right now. Look at these companies that beat Google over the last 13 years. I've had my investors in and out of these stocks over the last many years. I've featured them many times on my show. I've written them up in my book and in my newsletter. Stocks like Alexion, like Amazon, Apple, Celgene, Gilead, Green Mountain, Monster, Netflix, Priceline. This is where the fish are. And if you said, well, what about so-and-so? I would come back and say, what are you doing there? Well, here's one that I currently own. There's no guarantees, but it has this nice combination right now. And this is another one that I've owned off and on over the years because it's been a great stock. No, it's not like one that's way underneath the radar. Most everybody's heard of Lowe's, but they're coming into a nice sweet spot right now as a company. They reported earnings this week, and they, like Home Depot, also beat earnings. Over the last 10 years, Lowe's has doubled the returns of the stock market. That's pretty good. That's some alpha there. As money managers, we do everything we can possibly do within our power to outperform and do better than the index, which S&P 500 is what most folks look at as the index to beat. Well, Lowe's has done that. It's doubled the performance. If I, as a money manager, have doubled the performance of the markets over the last 10 years, that's Warren Buffett-like stuff, right? Well, individual stocks, many of them have, including Lowe's, L-O-W. Over the last 5 years, Lowe's has delivered 32% per year. The market's delivered 14% per year. Once again, big thick alpha between this stock, which may not sound so exciting to you in the Silicon Valley or the folks up in Seattle. Lowe's, really, Bill? Is that the best you can come up with? You know, a lot of the great stocks, you don't really realize they're great stocks until you dig into the numbers and look at the kind of performance that they've racked up for investors over the years. Lowe's is headquartered in Mooresville, North Carolina. Don't forget, Lowe's is an importer, not an exporter. They're helped by the currency wars, not hurt by the currency wars. Exporters are hurt by the currency wars. Importers benefit. Over the last 12 months, Lowe's is up an astonishing 46%, while the market's up only 5%. It gets a performance grade of B+. You know, this isn't one of the greatest stocks of all time, but it's pretty darn good. And it currently gets a momentum grade of B+, which is also very good. It should also be noted that back in 2008, when the market was down 38.5% for the year, Lowe's was only down 3.3% that year. So I suppose you could say that Lowe's has a bit of a defensive nature to it. Well, Lowe's is a large cap company. It's for the conservative taste. It also pays a dividend. In fact, it pays a pretty decent dividend yield of 1.5%. I prefer a dividend-paying stock like Lowe's over a 10-year treasury that's paying 2.10% right now, because I think one has upside potential as long as it's managed along the way. There's no guarantees, you know. You still have to manage it. You still have to draw a line in the sand if the market were to start to fall apart here. You still got to protect yourself on the downside, even with the stock like Lowe's. But as I look ahead, I can still see upside potential. The stock currently has a PEG ratio of 1.1, meaning that it's trading at just a slight premium to its growth rate. And of course, they came in and they beat earnings this week, and so maybe we'll see a little bit of improvement to the estimates, which are currently $3.93 for next year. Now, when I take those $3.93, and believe it or not, Lowe's is expected to be able to continue to grow by about 15, 16, 17%, somewhere in there going forward, per year over the next 5 years. That will add a little bit of meat onto those bones of $3.93. Extrapolate that out over the next 5 years. I use a multiple that I think is appropriate. Somebody emailed me, what do you think? How do you choose those multiples? You know what? I wish there was a formula. I do actually have a formula that I have that kind of comes close to the multiple I end up using. But you can look at why don't you look at a 10-year average PE ratio? That's a good place to start. Where can I find that? Go to MSN.com, type in LOW, and look up the historic PE ratio of Lowe's. Maybe average them out. That'll put you in the ballpark. Apply that to future earnings, and you'll come up with the target price. I like 5-year target prices. Analysts provide 5-year growth estimates. Why would I come up with a 1-year target price or a 6-month target price? You remember the scene in Father of the Bride when George Banks got 10 hot dogs and only 8 buns, and he had a conniption in the market there. I think that the target price should match the growth rate myself. I'm a little bit unique in doing that. It also helps me have a little bit longer term perspective than next week or today or a month from now or 3 months from now or 6 months from now. It helps me put things in perspective. I have a current target price on Lowe's 5 years down the road of $135. That gives it 90% upside potential. And believe it or not, this stock that doesn't exactly fly under the radar. That's the problem. You know, when you go fishing, if you see a cluster of boats, you can bet those fish are underneath those boats somewhere. When I go out, that's what I really look for, is a cluster of boats. And when you see a cluster of earnings and a stock hitting new highs, the Best Stocks Now app on the radar currently shows Lowe's as number 26. There's 4,151 stocks in my database. Pretty amazing that a stock that's been around like Lowe's, a company that you've probably been in several times, kicking the tires on some of those barbecues so you can cook up that yellowfin tuna. Oh, that stuff's good. Lowe's comes in at number 26, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. During the break, I was selling off some positions that have been transferred to me recently. And that's all I can say is, why are you fishing there? Oh, there's some garbage there. We'll get rid of them. We'll clean it up. We'll get you back on track into some of the best stuff now. And at the same time, we're going to watch for that inevitable event someday, that recession. You know, markets, economies are cyclical. You go through expansionary periods, you finally peak, you begin to roll over, and you start heading for a trough again, which we last troughed in 2009, and we've been growing ever since. And all signs are that we're going to continue to grow into next year, but we take it a week at a time. And for the last 6 years and 20 weeks, I've been saying that this market is still the best place to be. Stocks, U.S. stocks, they're the best place to be. We've made some ventures into some other areas of the market, but for the most part, it's been U.S. stocks that have led the parade. We've talked about the 13 stocks that have beaten Google since IPO. All 13 of them have either been in my book, in my newsletter, in my portfolios, featured on my radio, because they've had those best stock now characteristics. We talked about Abby Joseph Cohen's comments on Monday. How soon we forget. We're both in a line right now with each other. I believe, too, that I see no signs of a recession. Even though we have big snotty days in the market. You know, on Monday of this week, we had a snotty day on the ocean. And I said to myself, I'm glad I didn't choose Monday to go out there. There was a weird southeast wind that came along and just made the ocean snotty. The next day, it was calm as glass, and they were back to catching fish again. It's the same way in the stock market. We have snotty days that blow through, snotty weeks, sometimes snotty months. But you have to step back, and you have to look at the big picture. And you have to be prepared. Sometimes during the snotty weather, you can put a few on into your portfolio that just got a little bit cheaper. And I'll be looking to do that today. If there is anything, sometimes I go through the whole entire day and don't find one thing. In fact, I think on Monday and Tuesday, I sent out tweets. I'm looking, but I haven't found one thing that I like. And that's the way it is. I'm very, very particular. Now, somebody emailed me a question. Bill, how can a stock like Netflix show up as the best stock now? It's been number one for quite some time, the number one ranked stock. Well, you know, Netflix is up 82% over the last 12 months. So it's done pretty good while it's been ranked very high by Best Stocks Now. In fact, if you go back a year ago, it was ranked number 85 out of 4,100. The reason why they asked me the question is it doesn't have your value characteristics. Well, the answer to that question is my system weighs both of them, valuation and relative strength. Think about a biotech company that doesn't have any earnings. It doesn't fit the value criteria, does it? But the relative strength and the performance are so strong, it outweighs that. So it's a balancing act. As the stock rises, obviously the valuation starts to diminish, and eventually they kind of catch up, and the valuation will start to offset the performance. But if the performance is as strong as Netflix performance is, obviously there's a lot of people out there that think the stock still makes sense from a valuation point of view. Netflix is almost like a biotech where it's very difficult. Almost like Amazon.com. It's very difficult to really come up with the net value. You cannot do a valuation on this stock from an earnings standpoint. They're expected to make 30 cents per share next year. It's trading at 111. That's a 300 PE ratio. And you say, Bill, you always say value plus growth. But you know what? The performance right now is so powerful that it's just blowing the valuation aside, much like a biotech would, with without any valuation or without any earnings. So that's kind of the beauty of the app. I had to make something that took into account and gave every stock a fair chance. If your performance is strong enough, then it can place you high even if the valuation is difficult to ascertain. And I think in Netflix's case, the valuation is very difficult to ascertain, but it's now a $49 billion company. And it continues to hit new highs. So that's the answer to that question. How can you rank a stock number one that seemingly doesn't have a value? Well, I can't put a valuation on Netflix. It's got a lot more going for it, cash flow and other things, and projected growth and what they could become someday. And that just kind of blows aside the meager 30 cents in earnings that they're expected to have this year. They continue to plow money back into the company. I'm sure at some point in time they could flip the switch, quit investing the money and start collecting the earnings, but they're growing a monster at the current time. And having said that, you know, it's made a long run here, a torrid run over the last 6 months or so. And I always have a bottom line, a line in the sand. I don't currently own Netflix. I missed it. I kick myself for missing it. But I also put a line in the sand. And if it were to start to roll over, you know, I know exactly where I would sell it at. So that's the answer to that question, how a stock that seemingly is overvalued with a P.E. ratio of 298 can currently be ranked number one in my system. Anyways, you can download the Best Stocks Now app on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your Android tablet, on your Android phone. You can look it up on your Windows phone by going to the website beststocksnowapp.com, because there's also a PC version. Why don't you follow some of these stocks that are ranked in the top 100 for a while? Narrow down your search. Don't be fishing like I did in an area that was a desert yesterday. Be where the fleet is fishing, because that's where the fish are, and that's where they're putting trophies aboard the boat every single day. You can also get the newsletter. Go to the website, pwstreet.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.